From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama's choice to succeed retiring Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is Elena Kagan. She's currently U.S. Solicitor General, a job in which she represents the government in cases before the High Court. Kagan thanked the president for what she called the honor of a lifetime.
I am honored and I am humbled by this nomination and by the confidence you have shown in me.
Kagan has never been a judge. It's been more than 30 years since a Supreme Court nominee has been confirmed without judicial experience. The 50-year-old lawyer is the first woman ever to have served as dean of the Harvard Law School. If Kagan is confirmed, it would be the first time ever that there have been three women on the High Court at the same time. The president is praising Kagan's independence, integrity, and passion for the law.
I hope that the Senate will act in a bipartisan fashion, as they did in confirming Elena to be our Solicitor General last year, and that they will do so as swiftly as possible so she can get busy and take her seat in time to fully participate in the work of the court this fall.
NPR's Mara Liasson says the administration is hoping Kagan will be confirmed by the end of summer, but that's not a certainty.
The conventional wisdom in Washington is that she won't be filibustered, and she probably will be confirmed. She did get 7 Republican votes for her when she was nominated to be Solicitor General. However, in today's toxic political climate, I don't think you can rule out a filibuster. We don't know what's going to come up. Once her writings and her background are gone over with a fine-tooth comb.
NPR's Mara Liasson in Washington. Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona described Kagan's experience as pretty thin. Global financial markets are rallying today after word that European Union leaders and central bankers had agreed on emergency measures to ease concerns that the debt crisis that's gripping Greece could spread. Larry Miller in London reports the lending measures total nearly $1 trillion.
Paris leads the major European stock markets with a leap of more than 9%. London and Frankfurt are around 4.5% higher. Banks and insurance stocks are soaring. In Paris, shares in Société Générale jumped 25%. The euro rose against the dollar. The oil price added more than $3 a barrel. The size of the deal signed off in Brussels took investors by surprise. UniCredit Bank's chief economist sums up market sentiment, describing the EU agreement as an overwhelming force that should be more than enough to stabilize markets in the near term, prevent panic, and contain the risk of contagion. Asian markets closed before Europe opened, but even taking a wait-and-see approach, they rose by more than 3%. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The global rally in stocks following the action of European nations is also lifting prices on Wall Street sharply. The Dow Industrials are up 432 points at 10,813. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 70 people are dead in a series of attacks and car bombings across Iraq today. Among the victims were police officers and soldiers who were gunned down at checkpoints in Baghdad by insurgents. 2 suicide car bombers attacked a fabrics factory in Hilla, about 100 miles south of the capital. Those explosions were detonated just as workers were ending their shift. Legendary singer, actress, and dancer Lena Horne is dead at the age of 92. She died at a hospital in New York City last night. NPR's Trina Williams has this look at Horne's long, illustrious career.
Horne was a triple threat, starting her career at 16 with a stint at Harlem's famed Cotton Club as a dancer. With her light complexion, Horne resented that she was accepted for the way she looked and not for her talent. The stunning beauty parlayed those looks and her talent into success along the way, breaking down racial barriers. In 1943, it was an African-American musical that sealed her place in history.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Stormy Weather became a major hit and was Horne's signature piece. Still, superstardom in Hollywood never came. Many of her movie appearances in the 1940s and 50s could easily be edited out for showings in the South. In 1981, the native New Yorker won a special Tony Award for her one-woman Broadway show, Lena Horne, The Lady and Her Music. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Helicopters are dropping sandbags the size of elephants along barrier islands and marshes in Louisiana today to try to protect fragile habitat from the offshore oil spill that's fouling the Gulf of Mexico. BP Oil is set to try new approaches to stem the flow of oil, which is gushing from a wellhead nearly a mile underwater. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.